Interrupted news commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. With an NHL team ever more likely, Ryan Smith is taking the first steps toward either renovating the Delta Center or building a new hockey arena. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the very latest. Amy.
Jeff, this application is the first step. Now the city wants to start building plans with Ryan Smith, according to Salt Lake City Council Chair Victoria Petro.
We've been proposed to. We have not decided where we're going to live or how we're going to split finances.
The council will get the first look at an application called a revitalization zone application tonight and look at what they need to do. Petro says they will work out all the nitty-gritty details in the next few months. That would include how to use a 0.5% increase in sales tax. She expects a public hearing in May and a vote in July, but she was hesitant to say whether or not we'd see a brand new arena or just an update to the Delta Center. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. The wrecking ball finally showed up at Ogden's Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. The animals and the operations were moved months ago to make way for this demolition. The city-owned structure is now rubble. It's eventually going to become a workshop for the dinosaur park in Ogden. A Park City group that wants a wildlife crossing over a state highway won't be getting one.
Save People, Save Wildlife's president, Aaron Ferguson, met monthly with UDOT on how to best protect both wildlife and the lives of those who travel across SR 224, which on average sees 30,000 cars daily. UDOT even commissioned a study that results say fencing and crossings are the best solution.
If we create safe passage for wildlife on our roadways, public safety increases because motorist safety increases.
Ferguson was confused when UDOT informed everyone at a multi-agency meeting that they chose not to support the crossing after all, citing DWR study data disagrees. Save People, Save Wildlife are seeking that data through Utah's public records request. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
No more gas stations near rivers, streams, canals, or ponds in Salt Lake City. After banning a gas station near Sugar House Pond, City Council is poised to ban all gas stations and storage tanks within 350 feet of a natural body of water. Council is now squabbling with Maverick over requiring underground gas tanks to be at least 30 feet from the property line. This way, if they leak, it'll be less likely to affect the neighbors. Maverick doesn't like it. They're asking, how about 10 feet? A Utah Highway Patrol trooper was arrested today for allegedly assaulting his daughter's friend while off duty. Richfield police say 46-year-old Bronson Wood inappropriately touched a 19-year-old woman without her consent after he gave her alcohol March of last year. The police document says Wood told the victim he'd been in love with her since the day she moved there when she was 17. They say the young woman was fearful to report the incident because she thought that she wouldn't be believed. Police are asking that Wood be held without bail because he's an officer. Seven jurors have now been selected in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the judge seeing the first seven jurors, but many others were dismissed. Kara McGee was excused, but says if she had been chosen, she would have been able to suspend her personal feelings to give former President Trump a fair trial.
So I would be able to put aside my personal feelings about him and who he is as a person and what he has done and said, and judge the facts of this specific case and what can be proved and what can't.
The New York judge also allowing prosecutors to admit evidence connected to Mr. Trump's political strategy in 2016. The Supreme Court appears split over the appropriateness of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Conservatives like Neil Gorsuch focused on the 20-year prison term in the law.
Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address?
Donald Trump is among those who have been charged with obstruction of an official proceeding. A decision isn't expected until late June. After weeks of stalling on funding for Israel and Ukraine, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has a proposal that would split the funding into separate bills. National Security Advisor John Kirby on board Air Force One says the White House is optimistic.
It does appear at first blush that the Speaker's proposals will, in fact, help us get aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel.
Kirby says the administration is waiting to see the details of those bills. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A mini cold front is on the way tomorrow. Then we're back to summer-like weather.
Tomorrow night is the coldest night of the next week. We'll have a low of 37. And then on Thursday, we're back to sunny skies, 61. And Friday, partly sunny, 67. So that's probably more your speed. And then this weekend, we have 70.
KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says there's a chance for showers tomorrow morning, but then we're back to sunshine. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report now. Here's Ricky Mies.
Delays in Utah County on southbound I-15. It's bogged down from Pioneer Crossing, American Fork to Linden. Redwood Road also seeing delays southbound starting just before Porter Rockwell, continuing to 2100 North. If you're trying to get into Davis County, it's a slow ride as you go from downtown to the North Interchange, with more delays northbound I-15 passing Hill through Roy and into Riverdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:06. We're following the Chad Daybell trial, where this morning's focus were text messages with Lori. In one text, Chad said he feels like Harry Potter living with the Dursleys. He promised her that in a few weeks he'll escape and have amazing adventures with his goddess. Within 6 weeks, her children were nowhere to be found. Suddenly, squatting is the subject of countless news reports. You hear stories about people staking claim to luxury homes just because they broke in and started sleeping there for a while, but you're not hearing these stories in Utah.
Utah has strong landlord-tenant laws to help protect against squatters. Still, KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says if someone is in a home without an invitation, that is considered to be an unlawful entry with the intent to commit a crime, the definition of burglary.
The notice to vacate or pay rent, give them 3 days, get them in front of a judge.
Skorda says if a homeowner finds someone in their home who shouldn't be there, they should call police and not take matters into their own hands. This also applies to a bona fide renter who quits paying rent but refuses to leave. A squatter